Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have to wonder, what is the reason for all the delays in the sentencing of the man who viciously and allegedly killed the woman in Hoopaw and Susan Seaman and injured her running companions on the old Arcata Road 3 years ago? He has been tried and convicted. Get him to the state prison where he belongs, hopefully in solitary confinement. My wife knows the Seaman family, and according to her, they are good, solid people. Why make them suffer while he sits there in court with his blank, unemotional look? I was down at Davis and Brothers Locksmiths getting some keys made for my new-to-me steering column and was describing how the two men broke into my truck using a master key of some sort. The locksmith said there is no such thing as a master key. The lady at the counter explained that as locks get older and well-used, almost any key of the type used for the lock will open it. She also told me that you can go to a flea market or other place where assorted merchandise can be purchased and buy large rings of keys that can be used for illegal purposes. That contributes to the making of our vehicles or homes or outbuildings susceptible to these lowlifes that are everywhere you look. Not that all of them are thieves, of course, but how do you know who is and who isn't? I said that was kind of scary, and is there any way we can protect from that? She told me that you can go to an auto electrical shop and have a kill switch installed that prevents the vehicle from starting. You just have to have it installed in a hidden location and remember to turn it off or on. I did get the truck back, and I want to thank Joe and his crew at Automasters for all they did for me. It looks like, at least for now, our drought is over. According to the reports, I heard we are at 135% of normal rainfall. Now all we have to do is wait for all the slides, washouts, and sinkholes to be taken care of so we can go somewhere on that cheap gas that's available. I think I've said this before, but in the mid-70s, our lakes, Trinity, Shasta, and Ruth, were extremely low, and they said it would take 3 years to fill them. It took 3 months. Maybe that will happen this year, too. I haven't been following professional football much this year, but I have watched two or three elimination or playoff games, and they were pretty good. There were a couple of Hail Mary touchdown passes that were successful and some last-minute or last-second touchdowns that made some low-scoring games more interesting. Things should go a little tighter as the season draws to the Super Bowl Sunday. Then, of course, there will be the Pro Bowl, that glorified touch football game. What a farce. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.